1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who is also a former personal attorney for Donald Trump, says he plans to meet with Jeffrey Epstein's ex and co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. She's currently serving prison time for sex trafficking related to the Epstein case. ABC's Karen Travers has more on President Trump's reaction.
The president said he doesn't know anything about it, but he said it sounds appropriate to him and that he had no concerns about it. He said he didn't know that they were going to do it, indicating that he had not been briefed before the Justice Department made that announcement. He also made some very wild accusations about the former president, Barack Obama, accusing him of treason related to the Russia investigation. Again, some very wild accusations
there. The planned meeting comes as the Oversight Subcommittee approved a motion directing Chair James Comer to subpoena Maxwell to answer questions. Extreme heat gripping much of the country with wildfire dangers in western states and severe temperatures in the South and Midwest. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. City officials will continue hearings for property owners who are objecting to their property assessments today. According to city documents, over 30 different property owners are contesting their assessments. It's not just residential homeowners either. Businesses are also on the schedule for objection hearings during the four-day process. On Thursday, the Citizens Board of Review went over the procedure for contesting real property assessments ahead of the objection hearings, which are scheduled to wrap up on Tuesday. The La Crosse County Board approved a measure to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The measure, which was previously also approved by the La Crosse Common Council, will provide funding to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. Funding from the grant runs through 2027. To date, the Pathways Home Program has aided in housing over 150 people, in addition to providing other services for people who are experiencing homelessness. The annual Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Games were held in Oshkosh this past week. The event, which brings in the top senior high school football players from around the state, is in its 49th year. Since 2008, the players, coaches, and organizers have raised money for Children's Wisconsin. This year's fundraising topped $350,000. On the field, it was a sweep for the North All-Stars this weekend as they defeated the South in the 8-player, small school, and large school games. One more seasonally warm day before a heat wave begins. Highs will be in the low 80s across western Wisconsin today with sunny skies. The temperature rises tomorrow with highs around 90 in the Cooley region. Wednesday will be the hottest day of the week with highs well into the 90s and heat index values in the triple digits. Storm chances return towards the end of the week while high temperatures stay in the mid to upper 80s across the region. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A shutout in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-0 shutout win over the Seattle Mariners. The crew held hitless until the top of the sixth when Joey Ortiz got on base, then slid into home plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Contreras, a high fly into right. Ortiz back to tag. Canzone under it, makes the catch. Here's the throw home. Ortiz slides. He's safe. 1-0 Brewers on the sack fly by Contreras.
Ortiz kicking off a 4-run inning. Pat Murphy.
Then Terang, and then Contreras sack, and then Yelly base hit, and then Churio missile, and Collins walk. I mean, that's 7 quality at bats in a row. That's what you have to do. You got to stack them. That's how you get crooked numbers, if you stack them. And yeah.
So for now, Milwaukee has the best win-loss record in baseball and one game ahead of the Cubs. They lost 12-4 to the Royals at Wrigley Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress. For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An important topic, the increase in death by suicide by Wisconsin's elderly. Folks from Wisconsin Watch will join us and discuss. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Holman, says he's going to target sanctuary cities. They are evil, don't you know? They have terrible crime rates.
Right. I mean, you know, he just goes off on this. You know, the excuse this time is this Customs and Border Patrol officer who was attacked by an undocumented alien, an illegal immigrant, you know, whatever phrase you want, and is now in the hospital. This was in Bronx. And he says, this is a direct result of the sanctuary city policies, you know, of New York City, et cetera. He says, make no mistake, this officer's in the hospital because of the policies of the mayor and city council. Quack, quack, quack. And it goes on. That was actually Kristi Noem who said that. And what's his name says, you know, Holman says that he's going to be sending, you know, large quantities of ICE officers into these sanctuary cities. And I'm sure he is. And he's saying he's doing it because there's this crime wave in sanctuary cities. Well, in fact, counties that do not cooperate with customs and with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, these are known as sanctuary counties, which, you know, typically encompass sanctuary cities, have actually a lower crime rate. And in fact, when they put into place sanctuary policies, crime rates go down in cities. Now, why would that be? Let's just be really clear about what a sanctuary city is. A sanctuary city does not say, hey, if you're illegal, you're welcome here. That's not what, I mean, they should have come up with a different name, right? But, and the Republicans are making hay with this. But what they say is that enforcement of immigration laws is a federal issue, not a state or local issue. So our state or local police are not going to do enforcement of immigration laws. It's not our job. That's the Fed's job. You know, we have federal laws about who can be in this country and who can't. We have no state laws about that. There's no city that has laws about that. And so, so that's the step one. And then step two, other than just the legal part of it, is that if you're the police chief or the mayor, you know, you're overseeing a big city or even a small one, and you want people, everybody in your city, to feel free to report crime so that you can deal with crime. You don't want to end up with pockets of your town, places in your town where predators can roam freely. They can rob, rape, and pillage and know that there will be no consequence because those people are afraid to call 911. They're afraid to call the police for fear that they'll be arrested and deported themselves. So what you do is you say, regardless of your immigration status, if you dial 911 because your husband's wailing on you or because a burglar just broke into your house or because somebody just killed a member of your family, if you call us, we will treat that with respect and we will deal with the lawbreaker. And if the lawbreaker turns out to be an undocumented immigrant, we may well turn him over to ICE, but this is not our policy, is to turn you over to ICE. That's what a sanctuary city is all about. And it actually keeps cities safer because people are, I mean, you know, there's millions of people in this country who are undocumented. If they are afraid to report crime, crime becomes a problem in the areas where they live. It's just that simple. So Homan and Noem have this completely backwards. You want this? There was a study published in Social Science Research a couple of years ago. Richard Marlowe shows that both property crime and violent crime decreased more in sanctuary counties than in non-sanctuary counties after 2014, when most of these policies were put into place. Her findings also suggest that sanctuary practices in counties improve political integration in immigrant communities, leading to positive spillover effects and increase overall social harmony in the areas where they are implemented. So it was a fascinating study. There have been multiple other studies showing that sanctuary cities have lower crime rates and that when you put into place sanctuary policies, your crime rates actually go down. Speaking of crime, our criminal in chief, Donald Trump, sued a judge. Last month, the U.S. District Court of Maryland, for the District of Maryland, instituted a two-day pause against deportations. And this was a habeas ruling. Some of the people who had been arrested by ICE had not had a hearing, and they were saying, we're asserting our habeas rights. You know, you have to show us why you are arresting us. Right? You have to give us some justification, show us the warrant, that kind of thing. And so they put a two-day pause on them, and Trump's Justice Department responded by suing the court and each one of the judges in that court individually. So that lawsuit finally hit a court, and the court has issued its own response. This lawsuit, the court wrote, quote, is impermissible. In other words, you can't do that. You can't sue a court over their rulings. This is what they said. This is a quote from their ruling, quote, it is an effort by one branch in its institutional capacity to sue another branch in its institutional capacity, seeking what amounts to an advisory opinion unmoored from any specific case or controversy. The courts have confronted similar efforts by legislators to sue in their official capacity and have routinely rejected them on non-justiciable ability grounds. I'm having a hard time pronouncing that word, but non-justiciability. In other words, this is not a topic on which you can have a court case. You can't sue about this. They said the executive, Donald Trump, does not enjoy any free-floating authority to sue a coordinate branch of government. Such a suit is not justiciable, and the fate of the standing orders can and should be resolved in an ordinary case or controversy. They noted that Trump could have simply appealed the decision if he didn't like it, and that judges are immune from being sued over their rulings. Sovereign immunity. So much for that, right? Meanwhile, a Trump spokesman is just freaked out. This was Stephen Chung, who's his communications director, is just going, you know, bat guano crazy over the Daily Beast publishing a conversation that a Trump follower had on C-SPAN. Oh, I'm sorry. The Daily Beast published a 2016 radio show with Howard Stern with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said, I can get all the girls I want. And this was in 2006. He was married to Melania at the time. And Stern says, do you think you could now be banging 24-year-olds? Trump was 60 at the time, right? And Trump says, oh, absolutely. I have no trouble. I have no problem. So Robin Quivers, Howard's co-host, says, do you have an age limit? And Trump says, no, I have no age. And then he pauses and he says, I mean, I have an age. I don't want to be like Congressman Foley, you know, with 12-year-olds. So Trump basically asserting that his age limit is 12. Foley actually was getting it on. He was a Republican congressman from Florida who was getting it on with underage boys, including one who was 16. So anyhow, the Daily Beast published an article with this old clip from Howard Stern. And keep in mind, these are Donald Trump's own words in his own voice. And so Chung says, the disgusting insinuation by the Daily Beast is beyond the pale and does a great disservice to survivors. The Daily Beast is devoid of morals and compassion, all because they want to play political games. Yeah, devoid of morals. As Donald Trump is saying, well, you know, got to be at least 12, or words to that effect. We live in interesting times, my friend. I'm telling you, we live in interesting times. Yes, and yes, it is a curse. Louise and I were talking the other day, and she said, you know, during our vacation, I don't feel like I really relaxed because I was just always worried about Trump. I totally get it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 and a half minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls after this. Stick around.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey guys, there's a brand new deodorant out, and this one actually works, and it works over you, anywhere in your body. Actually, I mean, it's that effective. I tried it. It works. Mando is what it's called. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. It's a science-based formula and pH optimized, and that's how it blocks odors before they start. The deodorants you're used to just mask your odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. So give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide with your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, shopmando, M-A-N-D-O.com, and use that code TOM for 20% off site-wide.
But the steel-eyed men are waiting with questions written in the sand. Why'd you write about the protest? Why'd you question the mighty throne? Now his voice is marked as danger, and they send him back alone. Are they border agents or thought police? When did words become the crime? Are we a land of the free or just a faded memory of a truth that's lost in time? Are they border agents or thought police? Is your conscience contraband? When the First Amendment's buried deep, who'll take a final stand? They held him under neon glare.
This song reminds me that in the previous hour, we had a caller who said that he got a phone call from Florida. He was in Nebraska, as I recall, and Lincoln, Nebraska, in fact, is my recollection. And the caller ID was from Florida, and they said, "Se habla español?" And when he said no, they hung up on him. So he called him back, and it turned out it was the Dade County Sheriff's Office in Florida. And he said that he had a phone, a Walmart, cheapo burner phone, basically, a disposable phone, and that these are the phones that are typically used by undocumented immigrants because they're super inexpensive. They're super cheap. And he didn't know what they would say or what they would have done if he had said, yes, I speak Spanish. But my guess is they would have said, oh, well, you just won a lottery. Just give us your address and we'll come over and deliver the check or something like that in Spanish as a way of, you know, finding people who speak Spanish in this country so that ICE can show up on their doorsteps. Now, we don't know, but if you've got one of these cheap phones and you got a call where they said, se habla español or hablo seas, however you say it, and then hung up when you said no, let us know. This is a very, weird circumstance. So, anyhow, picking up your calls here, Rich in Central Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I recently went to a very, very scary place, but it's the kind of place that more Democrats have to go to, especially politicians and consultants, because I went to the mind of Stephen Miller.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and this is the way we anticipate you know, what's going to happen. We're always behind the eight ball. But what I'm looking around in there, and I'm thinking, what can I do with a wildly expanded ice force? And what the scariest thing I came up with is sending them out to polling places to guard us from illegal voters.
Right. Yeah. This is a lie that the Republicans have been using since the 60s when William Rehnquist was working with Operation Eagle Eye, and they were trying to intimidate Native American and Hispanic voters in the Southwest from voting, you know.
Well, imagine dozens of Rehnquists in ICE uniforms standing outside of every polling place.
Yeah.
Which brings up the next question is, why the hell isn't every democratically controlled state gone to paper ballots? Because Washington State is rated one of the safest places to vote, the cleanest polling in the nation. I don't know why every Democratic governor in the nation
is. Georgia is the only state that is only using electronic, no paper ballot machines. I may be wrong, but I think that that's the case.
But we've got the mail-in system where there is no polling place for ICE agents.
Right.
I know that. And I think you were the first, weren't you?
Yeah, in Oregon, over 20 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, we came in a close second or third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's no polling stations for ICE agents to stand around outside of and intimidate people.
Which is why the Republicans are trying to get rid of mail-in voting. They want to outlaw it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, we have to go to these dark places and think of the worst possible scenario, because we're always playing catch-up on these things.
Yeah.
Every election, they come up with a new trick that nobody anticipated. Or if they did, they didn't take any action against. And it makes me crazy.
Well, and
like, come on.
Yeah, and the particularly galling thing is that these new tricks that they come up with are all based on this old trick, which is this lie that non-citizens are voting and thus flipping elections. And there has never, literally, never been any evidence of that ever. I mean, you know, when Trump brought Chris Kobach into the White House and said, okay, we're going to do a nationwide, and we're going to scour every single election in every single state, and we're going to find all those illegal, they found three people, as I recall. Maybe it was two.
Right.
You know, nationwide, you know, billions of votes, hundreds of thousands of it doesn't happen. And yet the Republicans use this as an excuse to pass all these laws that make it so much harder to vote. As Greg Palast says, it's Jim Crow 2.0. Rich, thanks a lot for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be back with more of your thoughts on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And as reported earlier, House Speaker Mike Johnson is officially shutting down the House of Representatives so that there won't be a vote on Epstein. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stock with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. So it took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
With the heat wave coming, the markets have been reacting to the relatively mild weather we've had the past few weeks. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to tell us exactly how the markets were reacting to that weather.
It's out there, and it's something we got to kind of keep on the radar here. Again, we're just getting in through the pollination window for corn. Beans are coming up here very soon. You know, we always say soybeans are made in August. Now, we had a strong close of the week last week. Some of those temperatures in the forecast have stayed wetter and moderated in temperature as we move into the end of the month, and that's why we saw the market kind of sell off a little bit yesterday. We're getting some heavy selling pressure today based off crop ratings. Again, corn was still very strong. Soybeans slid back a little bit, but we're still at some of the best rated beans we've seen in a while.
As Heinberg was saying, with the corn pollination window starting to close up, our focus will now shift to beans, where we'll look for a very productive August. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Tuesday. A bit of a mix today, with cash corn down 3 cents at $4.75 of a penny, and new crop corn down 2.5 cents at $4.19¾. Cash soybeans are down 3¼ at $10.11¾, with new crop soybeans up a half a penny at $10.26½. September wheat contracts are trading up 6¾ cents at $5.49. Class 3 milk has seen slight gains, with August contracts up a penny at 1764 hundredweight, and September contracts also up a penny at 1810 hundredweight. With the look at your midday markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow, with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down, is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrian Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. It's made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise just loves this stuff, swears by it. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrians. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So just go to Vibrians.com/Tom and save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrians. It's spelled Vibriance.com/Tom. Vibriance.com/Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping. Vibriance.com/Tom.
Where the rich keep getting richer while the working spirit cries. They say pull yourself up, but the ladder's missing rungs. They tell us work's enough, but we're still counting crumbs. Why do America's workers need welfare? Why do we sweat and toil but still can't seem to fare? In a nation so wealthy, there's no excuse or care. Why do America's workers need welfare? From the baker's early hours to the nurse on her
because
feet.
Because we've got greedy CEOs, the giant corporations that operate like monopolies. Yeah. So what say you, Michael in Las Vegas? Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yes, hey, Tom.
Hey, I have a question for you, Michael, before you get into your stuff.
Yeah.
Do you mind? I read a piece a couple days ago that suggested that people are kind of fleeing Vegas and surrounding areas because the summers are getting so hot that they are, like, deadly. You know, the global warming is really whacking you guys. Is that true?
Yes, very true. Last week, actually, was 113.
Whoa.
But this week, we kind of having a reprieve. But, yeah, especially last year was, it was really bad.
Wow.
All the way to October. Yes, that's true.
Okay. But, well, thank you, Michael. What's on your mind?
Yes, the Filipino president is here.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Bataan province, they're having a hurricane right now. A friend of mine showed me a video that their equivalent to FEMA actually brought them food at midnight. And there is no talk of them, of the Philippine government doing away with emergency care like FEMA, like our equivalent of FEMA, because number one, the Filipinos wouldn't tolerate that foolishness like like we do here.
Yeah. So you're saying that the Philippine government is strengthening its ability to respond to natural disasters at the same time that the Trump administration is gutting FEMA and doing away with America's ability to deal with disasters. Is that your point?
Yes, that's what it seems like. This young lady showed me a video where they came to her place at midnight with emergency food.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Michael, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. That's grim, but enlightening. Thank you very much. Is it Mona or Mana? Mona, right?
Mona. Hey. It's Mona.
Yep. Hey, Mona, what's up?
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I've got two questions. Well, first is kind of somewhat of an epiphany. All of the blue states contribute to, I guess, the national fund in Washington, where the other states can pull from if they need it for possibly disasters in those states. I'm thinking specifically of states like California, New York, and so forth. So now with Trump threatening to scale back FEMA, cannot these blue states refuse or not make their contribution into the federal fund and hold that money and save it to cover the disasters in their home states? That's my question.
Yeah,
and then I have another question on top of that.
Well, your predicate is sort of right, but it's missing a little piece of data. the way that, and it's true, blue states typically contribute more than they get back from the federal government. They send more money to D.C. than they get back. And red states typically get more money from D.C. than they send to D.C. Now, it's not always the case. There's a few exceptions in both cases. But by and large, that is absolutely the case. But the problem is that it's not that the state is writing a check to Washington, D.C. It's that the people in the state are paying federal income taxes. You know, and so if you've got a lot of people in California or Oregon or New York or whatever, all, you know, contributor states that are paying a lot of income taxes, then, you know, that's how blue states contribute money to the federal government in excess of what they get back. And what they get back is typically in the form of Medicaid block grants or Medicaid payments, Medicare, people on Medicare, people on Social Security, and people on food stamps, people on other forms of support. And the red states, because they outlaw unions and they make it, you know, they tend to be low-wage states, have many more poor people who qualify for all this federal assistance. So basically, it's a transfer of wealth from the taxpayers in the blue states to the taxpayers or the people on welfare in the red states. And because it's done that way, because it's, you know, the individual's interactions with the federal government and the state just happens to be, you know, where their geography is, the state doesn't have any control over that money. The state can't say to me, hey, don't pay your taxes to the federal government because we want to hang out of that money here in Oregon. So, you know, I love your theory, but it wouldn't work because of that. Does that make sense, Mona?
Okay. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you for clarifying that for me. And my second question is, I live in Texas on the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I survived the Harvey flood. Now, living on the Gulf Coast, many homeowners are now faced with the requirement of having flood insurance, which is governed by the NFIP. If FEMA is being scaled back and we, God forbid, has a flood here, where do we file the claim and who will satisfy the claim?
That's a good question.
That's my second question.
You know, you'd have to ask Louise. But we live on or near the Columbia River, and so we have to have flood insurance. And we have federally subsidized flood insurance, as I think pretty much everybody around here does. You know, but I don't know anything about the details of it. She pays the bills and she works that stuff out. So I can't answer the question, Mona.
It's just my concern that if I flood again, yeah, and I file a claim, will FEMA satisfy that claim?
Yeah.
That's my question.
I can't answer
considering
it.
Considering that FEMA is being scaled back.
Well, we don't know to what extent FEMA is being scaled back, and I personally don't know to what extent FEMA is involved with your flood insurance. I think that they're two separate programs, but don't take that to the bank. This is a good question to put to ChatGPT or, you know, one of these programs that can deal with these complex interrogatories. Mona, thank you for the call.
I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have an answer. Brian in Albuquerque, listening on KTRC. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, morning, Tom. I called to comment on the early maneuverings we're seeing from right-wing billionaires for the post-Trump era. And this latest fight between Rupert Murdoch and Trump. I think the right-wingers, the money men, are thinking that Donald's starting to lose his marbles pretty bad. He is almost 80, and he's becoming more and more of a liability. And I think this Epstein thing is real and could blow up in his face badly with the Republican base.
Yeah, this is one of the few things that you can't talk your way out of. I mean, you know, if evidence comes out that he was having sex with underage girls, it's curtains, I think.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, men like Peter Thiel, the guy that created J.D. Vance, you know, multi-billionaire investor, CEO of Palantir, which is a major defense contractor. I think it handles IT systems and data mining operations, among other things. I mean, he's going to be the first to know when Donald's really cracking and is becoming more of a liability.
Yeah.
And
it's his guy who's next in line to become president.
Right. And I also wanted to comment, here in Albuquerque, our whole state is one TV market. And our TV market also includes some of Western Arizona, some of Southern Colorado, and a little bit of East or West Texas. Mm-hmm. And we're already seeing attack ads on a semi-vulnerable Democratic congressman here in the state.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we've been seeing sprinkled in with pro-Trump ads about how great a job Donald's doing, you know, on our local NBC station at the Noon News. We see that one pretty commonly.
This was the innovation of the Reagan administration, was the 24-hour, 365-day-a-year, every year of the...
permanent campaign.
The permanent campaign, exactly. Yep.
And I had an idea I wanted to share. Mm-hmm. I remember you've talked about like a Democratic shadow cabinet forming to comment on current events.
Yeah.
And then entertainers. I remember back in the era of laugh-in in the late 60s, early 70s, there was a comedian named Pat Paulson.
Oh, yeah, who ran for president.
He was always running for president.
Yeah.
And I wish someone like maybe Al Franken, if he's still feeling young enough to do it.
Well, people would take Al Franken seriously, even though he's a comedian. Pat Paulson was obviously a pastiche.
Right. But I think a great person to do it would be George Clooney or Tom Hanks.
I think people would take them seriously.
They're running for president. Well, and also, if they announce, it's going to get everybody's attention. And the popular media loves those two, and they would listen to everything they said. And all they'd have to do is go out there and talk every afternoon like Trump does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make fun of Trump.
There you go.
It's so easy that nobody does it.
Yeah, yeah. It astonishes me, Brian, how ineffective the Democrats have been at communication. It just astonishes.
They're way behind the game.
Yeah,
they're
just
way behind.
Yep, Brian, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at SCORE.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490. This is what lacrosse is talking about. This is Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you want some extraordinarily high quality, reasonably priced clothing, Quince is just spectacular. I bought a cotton and wool sweater just before we went on our vacation to Iceland and northern Norway, and it kept us warm. It kept me warm. Their lightweight layers and their high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middlemen. They give you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, they only work with factories that are use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from Quince. You will, too. I recently purchased a cotton cashmere blend. It's so soft and the perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shopping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome. He's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown. Turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game. But democracy's torch is losing its flame. Deportations rise, decline.
It's 52 minutes past the hour. Yeah, this is Dick Dictator for Bong Bong, Marcos, and Donald Trump meeting in the Oval Office today. All right, what's on your mind today? Renee in Oakland, California. Hey, Renee, what's up?
Hi, good morning, Professor. I just came across a curious thing. I live out here in Marin County, Bay Area, California. And I was looking for a job the past week, and I came across these ads that popped up right at the beginning. Custom and Border Agents in Marin County, two towns, Mill Valley and Corte Madera. I find that kind of interesting. And then with this latest thing about going after sanctuary cities, which, of course, San Francisco is, I just kind of like put one plus one together and came up with two.
Oakland is,
waiting for the onslaught. I believe so, too. So, you know, they're just really mobilizing with the budget, the extra $100 billion that they're getting in all this. So it was just, like, real curious.
Yeah.
And then just the other thing I wanted to mention was for my community, you know, immigrants, trans people, I just saw that a new federal directive came out from Trump to get rid of trans people in several jobs right away. You know, like, it's just like the onslaught. It's not going to stop with, you know, Latinos or anything. You know, the Asians, the trans people are already being, you know, taken away, supposedly. There's rumors to that effect. But this is just such a crazy time in history. I mean, this timeline is...
Yeah. Well, wow. you know, we're
beyond that.
Yeah, you look at what history, look at Hitler, look at, you know, all these other people who have done stuff like this. First they come for the trans people, then they come for the queer community, then they come for the immigrants, and sometimes they start with the immigrants. You know, Putin did this, Orban did this, Hitler did this, Mussolini did this. It's an old, old shtick. And eventually they come for the secondary majority. In this case, in the United States, that would be white Democrats. And but first they go after the black Democrats. And that's why Donald Trump this morning announced that he's, you know, trying to criminally charge Barack Obama, our first black president. So, you know, we're right on track for, you know, fascism 101 here, Renee.
Totally agree. Yeah. Scares me. And I try and convince a friend of mine who's an Asian immigrant, and they just don't want to hear it. And it's just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, you know, denial is not just a river in Egypt. Renee, thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Daniel in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Daniel, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was wondering, in relation to that call you just had, too, about the spectrum of how severe people think the threat to democracy is. So, for example, some people I hear saying the elections are going to be canceled and it's going to be full-on Nazism, the camps will open up. And then, of course, some people think it will just turn out fine and as normal as it's ever been.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in between, where it might be like how in Russia they have presidential elections, but they're very controlled and Putin functions as a dictator.
I think obviously. Russia is clearly Donald Trump's role model. And I think, frankly, Putin's been telling him, you know, has been mentoring him. Although Viktor Orban's doing largely the same thing and the same stuff, and Orban just had a guy arrested for posting something nasty about him on Facebook. He shut down the largest university in Hungary. He's cowed all the universities. He has shut down all of the progressive press in Hungary. All of the progressive press that is in Hungarian is now people who are living outside of Hungary to avoid being arrested. And so, you know, he calls it illiberal democracy because there's still elections. But, you know, like you said, they're essentially rigged. I think that's what Trump is trying to do. And I think that's where he's going to take America over the next 3.5 years, if he can.
Do you think he'll succeed?
I don't know. I would say that the chances of his having success are probably in the neighborhood of 50-60%. A lot's going to depend on whether the Democrats begin to play hardball. And a lot's going to depend on whether a lot of people start getting out in the streets. And, you know, we had that big demonstration on Trump's birthday, but, you know, there hasn't been a big one since then, and which is kind of concerning. And the one that we tried to have last Thursday, you know, the Good Trouble Day, you know, that kind of turned into...
Can I say one more thing or ask one more thing?
Yeah, real quick.
I believe there's a gay cabinet member, and Peter Thiel is also gay,
yeah.
And Stephen Chung
Scott
is
Bessin.
Asian. So what do you think about these minorities that are in the Republican
Well, there's party? Always people. I mean, there were Jews who helped Hitler in the first 4 or 5 years. There's always minorities who think they're the special exception. Daniel, I got to run.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A House Oversight Subcommittee approved a motion for the chair to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell, the ex of Jeffrey Epstein and co-conspirator serving a 20-year prison sentence for sex trafficking. Now Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general and former defense attorney for President Trump, says he plans to also meet with Maxwell. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
This motion to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell was approved in a subcommittee of the House Oversight Committee. It was brought forward by Tim Burchett, and it got the Republicans on that panel's support. And so now it advances to Chairman James Comer, who's the chair of the overall House Oversight Committee. It tries to force Comer to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell, but ultimately it looks like the decision will still rest with James Comer.
The U.S. says it will withdraw from UNESCO effective at the end of 2026. The UN agency says the U.S. says it's claiming that the organization works to advance divisive social and cultural causes. This is ABC News.
As we